15 days to slow the spread is now more like 45 days after President Trump extended social distancing guidelines that were supposed to end today through the end of April. The president defended the new approach today in an interview with Fox News. He also slammed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had criticized him for what she saw as a slow response.
All she did was focus on impeachment. She didn't focus on anything having to do with pandemics. She didn't focus on it. She focused on impeachment, and she lost, and she looked like a fool.
We're joined now by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, the president has changed his tune dramatically from last week when he was saying he hoped life could get back to normal by Easter. What changed his mind?
What changed his mind is that the president came to understand that he was in a box. He wanted to run for re-election on the economy. He wanted a roaring stock market and low unemployment. But he came to understand that he couldn't solve the economic problem until he solved the virus problem. You know, when you're a reality TV producer, you want the season finale to be, quote, packed pews on Easter Sunday. But he listened to Dr. Fauci, who said there could be 200,000 deaths and that he could be blamed for that if you open up the economy too soon. More people get sick, start dying. That doesn't help the economy, and that hurts your reelection chances. So for now, he has sided with his public health experts, not the advisors who are telling him to open up the economy and that the cure is worse than the disease. And that's what he's decided to do, at least for now.
Well, and is there now consensus in Washington that the country should remain essentially locked down for another month? Or is there anybody saying, no, we got to open things up more quickly?
There are some voices saying that, but for now, the president has caught up with the governors. There is a consensus among mostly Democratic governors, some Republican governors, too. They are leading the way. They have already extended their restrictions until the end of April. Now the president is catching up with them. And what we see from public opinion polls are that voters overwhelmingly accept this painful trade-off. They're willing to take these restrictions, at least for now, rather than risk the public health.
Mara, the president has been having these daily press conferences, but they often end up being feisty back and forths with reporters. Here's what happened when a reporter with the PBS NewsHour, Yamiche Alcindor, asked a question yesterday.
Let me ask you. Why don't you act in a little more positive? It's always trying to
my
get
question
you.
To you.
Get
is...
you, get you. And you know what? That's why nobody trusts the media anymore.
Mara, the president has been in press conferences much more regularly than usual. What have you observed about these interactions with reporters?
He's very frustrated. He wants to make sure that people blame someone else other than him for economic pain, for sickness, for death. He wants them to blame governors. He has said famously, I don't take any responsibility at all. You know, last week he even tweeted, quote, the lamestream media is the dominant force in trying to get me to keep our economy closed as long as possible in the hopes it will be detrimental to my election success. The real people want to get back to work ASAP. At least that's what he said before he had a change of heart.
One more thing, just briefly, Mara. Do you expect that there will be another huge relief bill from Congress before this thing is over?
Yes. Until you have a massive testing program that allows you to identify and isolate coronavirus cases, you have to keep socially distancing. You have to keep the economy in a medically induced coma. And that means you have to provide some economic life support. So, yes, I think there will be phase four. The phase three bill, the $2 trillion bill, only provided basically enough aid for 8 weeks of payroll. If it goes on longer than that, you're going to have to provide economic aid to keep the economy going longer than that.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you so much.